SWR Kultur. Ohne Limit.
Passengers, your journey is about to begin. Before we set sail, you'll find small white bags tucked discreetly in various places. Use them if the feeling rises within you. It sometimes does. This isn't travel as you've known it. There is no horizon to follow, no shore to anticipate. Instead, we descend inward into the dark, warm folds of a living mechanism. Lean back, allow yourself to be absorbed, devoured, and transformed. As the journey unfolds, you will come to understand the true nature of the corporation, the captain, the vessel, and the destination. They are one, and soon you will be two. And now the captain will take it from here. He has prepared a little song for you. Bon voyage. This journey is yours, and you are ours.
Disgusting. I mean, I don't mind when others eat. No, not at all. I just don't want to eat myself. I'm here because I want to be eaten. I want to be swallowed down and end up in someone's belly. You know, full circle. That's where it all started. And I think it's only natural when the story ends where it began, right?
Thank you. this is not my first cruise. I once went with another cruising line, and that was a total disaster. Well, I liked in the beginning their ecological approach. You know, the fleet was powered almost entirely with human byproducts. At least that's what they said. It smelled a little funny sometimes when the wind was blowing from the wrong direction, but in general, I found it very smart. You know, there are countries in the world, poor countries, that have zero resources, like no oil, no gold, no diamonds. But really, everyone has to shit every day, at least once, right? Like a hen lays an egg every day, eh? So I like that approach to turn shit into energy through alchemy, eh? But everything else was a total catastrophe, Madonna. First of all, the mosquitoes, yes. They did tell us about mosquitoes, but they make it sound like mojitos. And why would anyone in the world mind a place that's buzzing with mojitos? I mean, juice me up, bitch. I can handle some mojitos, Hakuna Matata, but fuck that. What we got was Hakuna Malaria. And that lake. Ah, there was this guy, a native, who wants to go to the lake? Who wants to dive into the deepest ache you've ever seen? And everybody was like, yeah, cool, let's go for a swim. Of course, we thought that the guide actually meant the lake. You know, how French people say hate when they actually mean hate. Well, that supposed lake, that lake we were taken to, was literally pure ache, real pain. No, you have no idea. We were so much in pain, porco Dio, aching, 100% aching, and zero aching, porco Dio, Madonna, I don't know.
Sisters in blisters, you love to travel in retarded space time. Hungry chasers, ghost eaters, your appetite is gentrified, your stomach explodes in the belly of the boat. Gift bagged and jet lagged, let's go to the acid lakes. Up the hills in flaccid haze. just beyond this fatigued craving in the mystic lies waiting. Heat strokes in the palm groves, the camp soil lays in cramps all night. The parasite who bit you left a that'll stay with you forever, like the
we are all on this journey because we hate traveling. We despise explorers and pioneers. And of course, there's no need to even talk about tourists or vacationers. Honestly, traveling was the beginning of the end. Everywhere humans set foot, they left nothing but destruction, didn't they? The concept of traveling, expansion, the claiming of outer spaces, must be entirely rethought. Our ancestors, Europeans who circumnavigated the globe and set foot on new continents, were driven by two cardinal fears: the fear of drowning and the fear of being devoured by beasts or so-called cannibals. And it is precisely there, in my opinion, that they missed their chance. But we are here to correct that failure. Our journey is one of drowning, of being devoured. We surrender ourselves to be consumed. We return to the primordial place, the origin we perhaps never should have left. We, the separated, lonely beings who have fragmented ourselves through time and space, are coming home. We are becoming unborn. We dissolve, returning to the boundless, the formless. In the words of the Zen master Bunkei Yotaku, the unborn has no separation, no relation, no parts. The unborn is unlimited by time. It has no relation to time and space. It is shapeless. The unborn is form. Form is the unborn. the unborn is real.